Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge. And only because you're such a special audience, boy, do I have a treat for you today. Listen, I got the man, the myth, the legend himself in studio. Hey, let's give a big welcome, Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, to my man, Chris Helms. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Kenny? Good to be here.
Listen, if you heard of Federal Injury Centers, you heard of Chris Helms. And if you haven't heard of Federal Injury Centers, two things I want to say to you. One, I hope you've never been hurt. And two, I hope you never get hurt. So having said that, we got Chris here. Chris is going to tell us a little bit about what he does in Federal Injury Centers. And then we're going to have a conversation that we hope will enlighten you for any of your future endeavors with concerns to getting injured at work. Talk to us, Chris.
Yeah, so we got Federal Injury Centers, which is a franchise that is dedicated to helping federal employees. We train doctors all over the country. Right now we're in 20 different states with 50 to 60 offices. I don't even know how many because we have new ones coming on. And the reason we do this is because the number one problem federal employees have is they can't find a trained or qualified doctor who's willing to help them with their OWCP injury claim. Our doctors take everybody. We take denied claims, closed claims, open claims, and we get them all fixed, and we get people paid and back to work. So it's a really good system that's needed by everybody nationwide. Most states don't have a single doctor that's willing to help, but we are. And another problem that people have is all the doctors want to take money from them. Our doctors get kicked out of the system if they take a dollar. So we do everything at no charge because we know we'll do a good job and we'll get paid on the back end.
Now, to me, I mean, that sounds like nothing but a win-win. You've got an organization that doesn't charge people anything, but gives them quality help. How could you go wrong on that, anybody?
Well, it's surprising. There's still lots of people that go to their family doctor, they go to the family chiropractor, they follow the advice of their coworkers, which are, you know, they mean well, but they tell them, go see an orthopedic doctor, go to the urgent care, do what the supervisor says, which is always going to lead you down the wrong path. And so people still go to the wrong doctors, and you go to the wrong doctor, you get a denied claim. And I know that's a fact because only about 7% of people nationwide has an accepted claim. So the numbers are the proof to that. Versus, by the way, at Federal Injury Centers where it's nearly 100% approved.
Did you say nearly 100%?
Well, the reason I say nearly is because some of those cases are in process. They haven't been approved yet, but they will.
So, again, if I'm hearing correctly, and trust me, I've been working with Chris for a long time, so I know I'm hearing correctly. If you have been injured at work or know of someone who's been injured at work and they're not receiving proper treatment, proper payment at work and for medical bills, you got it. You owe it to them and you owe it to yourself to inform them of Federal Injury Centers, because this is an organization that's designed to do nothing but help injured federal employees. It don't get no better than that.
Well, that's right. You know, and our motto is deny claims are for other doctors. We don't do that. And we don't do that. And, you know, it's out there. Most claims are getting denied. But truthfully, the real problem is, and you just touched on it, that someone's got to tell someone else. The bigger problem is most people don't even attempt their claims. I just saw a stat from my buddy Ron that something like 11% of carriers has an accepted claim. Well, I'd guess that 50% of carriers have an injury. What happened to the other 40%? They didn't even attempt. And so there's a reason they don't attempt, right? They're scared of management. That's number one. Number two, they don't know what they're doing. And that's, we try to solve all those problems.
And you know, it's, we touched on this earlier in conversation about how employees are so fearful of managers. And I gotta tell you, being a letter carrier and many other positions in the post office, people can say what they want, but that's real. I understand, I don't condone it, but I understand how a new employee or employee who's been injured is a little fearful to talk to their manager. Because in the employee's mindset, if I'm injured at work and I go talk to my boss, well, my boss should help me. But if you work for the post office, when you go talk to your boss, you're going to get a whole different array of emotions, and none of it is designed to help. So a lot of employees will go without reporting injuries. They'll do whatever they have to do just so they don't have to talk to that manager.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, so the system just changed in October. They went to eComp. Now, some agencies have been using eComp, but now the new CA-10, what a federal employee should do when injured at work, which, by the way, almost nobody's ever heard of. Look it up, CA-10. And they can find all the forms. If we mention any forms, they're at federalinjurycenters.com. There's a forms tab. You can check it out. But now they changed this CA-10 to say file all your CA-1 and CA-2 claims on eComp. Well, what that does is it takes the supervisor out of the equation. Before, in the old days, prior to October 21, if you wanted to file a claim, you had to go face-to-face with the supervisor. It said, the first part of that form said, report to supervisor. Well, nobody wants to go to their supervisor. It's a painful process. And I always said, I know it's painful. And then I do this thing if I'm in a group of people. Show of hands, who loves working with your supervisor? Nobody raises their hand. I don't understand. And so now we don't have to do that. You go to eComp and you fill it out and your supervisor gets an email. You don't have to deal with them, except you need your CA-16. That's a different story. But now anybody can file a claim without fear of management getting upset. And by the way, I'll say one more thing. The other thing I tell people in big groups is repeat after me. I don't care what my supervisor thinks.
I do not care. I don't care what my supervisor thinks. Again, when we're talking about in relations to being injured at work and being compensated for your injury, and again, compensation could include you being paid while out of work, you making sure your medical bills are covered so that you don't get those bills at home. See, all that's part of what I consider being compensated. But you know, you mentioned something about some forms, and again, we're trying to just have a general conversation. That CA-16, explain what that form is, Chris.
Well, in simple terms, it's money. You know, it pays all your medical bills for 60 days following a CA-1 injury. And when you don't have one, then you got to figure out how to pay your own bills. You guys have great health insurance, but that comes with co-pays and co-insurances and deductibles. And when you get hurt today, you weren't planning on having doctor's bills today. If you have to go to the ER or, God forbid, an emergency surgery, that could be thousands of dollars out of your pocket. And so most people, when they don't get a CA-16, they immediately begin making financial decisions on their health. But when you get that form, you make health decisions because you're not worried about the money. And it covers your bills for 60 days, and you never have to pay it back. No matter what, even if your doctor does an awful job and your claim gets denied, you never pay back the money from the CA-16.
If it's that user-friendly, over and over again, I can't count the number of times I hear postal employees say, those who listen and understand how this process works, I can't count the number of times I hear people say they ask for it, but management won't give them a CA-16. How do we arrive at that?
Well, that's actually 100% against the law. The Code of Federal Regulations says the supervisor shall issue form CA-16 within 4 hours of the claimed injury, whenever your CA-1 was reported within 7 days. That's a lot of time frame stuff, but the bottom line is if you report your CA-1 claim within a week, your supervisor has 4 hours to give it to you. And 4 hours and 1 minute, and you should file a grievance. Now, some people are listening and they struggle with grievances and their unions don't really help them with grievances, and I'm not bad-mouthing unions, it's just a fact, it's what happens. So you gotta know how to do it yourself in some cases. But if you continue to let supervisors get away with not giving you a form that pays your bills for 60 days, then you will continue to not get that form. Everyone collectively has got to start pushing back on it.
And I say that over and over again. As postal employees, and I don't speak to all federal employees, I speak about postal employees, but I really don't understand it, but it seems like we've just become complacent with, we expect management not to do a thing, and when they don't, we don't have the energy to really push back on them. And that's got to change. That must change. Because if that don't change, everything that we value in this postal work life is going to be deteriorated. Yeah. But, you know, we got that CA-16. It's a form to make sure you don't get these bills. But just as you heard Chris say, once you file your CA-1, You got about 4 hours to get the 16. So if you don't get the 16, what do I do? What do I do? Where do I go?
So that's the problem. Untrained doctor's offices, some of them don't even know what a CA-16 is, by the way. So you go to the wrong doctor, that 16 is not going to help you anyways. But most doctors aren't trained. They can't spell DOL, right? They don't know how to put OWCP in the right order. They don't understand what federal workers' comp is. So if you don't get the 16, they're taking your money. That's it. Like, they're just taking health insurance and copays, and they're also not doing the right job to get you back. What about if you need a CA-17 filled out? You know, how are you going to have your work duties restricted if your doctor doesn't know what that form even is? And what I hear from a lot of doctors is patients, injured federal employees show up unprepared because their management wasn't in the background going, okay, you need this, this, and this. And so when supervisors don't help and doctors don't know, the employee is in a really bad spot. So the real best option, shameless plug, is federal injury centers. None of our patients have that problem. We've helped thousands of people. We help thousands of people every year who don't have that problem.
So again, this is one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, again, it gives me the pleasure to bring a gentleman like Chris on the show, because the information and what his organization or what federal injury centers offer postal employees is invaluable. And all it takes is about 5 or 10 minutes of your time. You know of postal employees who are injured at work and are suffering right now because of claims not being handled properly. It's not too late. If they've got a claim and there's not being it's not being adjudicated properly, they need to give a call to federal injury centers also. I don't know how far down the process they get involved, but is that something that your organization does, Chris?
Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned that it's not too late. I say that all the time. The actual window to file a claim is 3 years from the date of injury. If it's a CA-2 claim that happened over a period of time, it's 3 years from the date you realized it was work-related. You could be limping around for a year and not know it's work-related. But now your doctor said, hey, don't you carry the mail and walk 10 miles a day? Maybe this knee injury is from the job. You have 3 years from this day. So they don't realize that their window hasn't closed. This is a massive window anybody can get through. They just need the information. And that's where your podcast is so important. And people, by the way, need to be sharing this with all of their friends. Whoever can hear you speak should know that this podcast is happening. And because we're getting valuable information out, but we're limited by the number of ears that are listening. So everyone out there has a responsibility to share this. You know, my wife and I, Jeannie, we have that Wednesday night OWCP chats. 8 p.m. Eastern time Wednesday
night. Killer show.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, every week we're teaching federal comp to everybody. And, you know, we touch about 600,000, 700,000 people a year with this. But that's just a fraction of the total federal workforce. So together we can all get together and start passing this information out, and don't let someone else be alone. Imagine when it was you, because there's a lot of people out there that say, yeah, I can relate to that. That was you once. You now can make sure that doesn't happen to your brothers and sisters, because it's happening.
And you know, when you say you, and let me tell you, that Wednesday night OWCP chat, this is not a plug for postal management, but it's on Facebook, and I swear you probably want to check it out. Because listen, and I'm saying it kind of facetiously, but if you hear something on that Wednesday night chat that's going to better your position, why would you not listen? But because it didn't come from postal management, I understand that you can't disclose where you learned the information at, but it doesn't matter. If you learn the proper way to fill out and process a CA-1 through eComp because you heard it on Federal Injury Center's Wednesday night OWCP chats, that's a real positive thing.
And the Kenny Hodge podcast.
But that's a real positive thing, because your knowledge, you should know by now that the knowledge you really need, the post office is not providing for you. And I'm talking to supervisors. So you have to seek it somewhere else, because if not, because you are their frontline supervisor, you are going to always be a disservice to that employee. So you're going to be the initial person who harms that employee. But later on, I'm sure you're going to blame it on upper management. But you need to come into the knowledge. Hey, You know, we talked about that CA-16. We talked about the reluctancy of management to give that form. So now that as a postal employee or as a federal employee, now that you are armed with this information, the next time, and I hope and pray there is no next time, but the next time that happens and you don't get that form, now you got to ask yourself, what am I going to do? Am I just going to walk away and go talk about the supervisor to my friends? Or am I going to go see my union rep and file a grievance because they failed to give me proper forms? And your union is going to be shaken a little bit because, again, they're probably not going to know how to address that. But you know what? Postal management are creatures of habits. If they disrespected you or didn't give you the proper forms, there's about 50, 60 other people that they did the same thing to. So at some point, we have to go to the union. We have to make this an active issue. And once you make it active, and headquarters send not a bunch, one or two memos down to the local offices, I guarantee you it'll stop. But we just haven't made enough noise about it.
Well, that's exactly right. I listened to another podcast, totally unrelated, but I heard this quote once. And the guy said, you know, when you're at a party, the first person that gets up and dances is really uncomfortable, you know, and everybody else is sitting on the outside saying, I'm not going to do that. But then one person gets up, and next thing you know, everyone else gets up with them. Somebody's got to be first, but then everybody else has got to get involved. If you have an army of people doing a thing, everyone else would be comfortable doing that thing too. So we all just got to get comfortable, and someone's got to be first to say, hey, I'm not going to take this anymore. I will get my CA-16. I will not go through financial devastation because of a work injury. And everyone else get on board with that. Everyone together is powerful. There's power in numbers in this deal.
And we're trying to raise those numbers. We're trying to raise the, when I say raise the numbers, raise the level of awareness for all postal employees. It doesn't matter if you are a letter carrier, a mail handler, mail processor. An injury is an injury. And you just, we, when I say we, Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast and Chris Helms, Jeannie Helms, Federal Injury Centers, we just want to make it our business to make sure you're informed. So I got to tell you though, once you're informed and you know how to do something right, when you allow yourself to be hurt because you won't do the right thing, then that's something you just got to suffer. And nobody should have to suffer, because in this day of mass media, social media, anything you need, you can push a button on your phone and ask for it, and Google's going to give you a bunch of references. But when it comes to injuries at work for federal employees, I'm giving you the reference that pays. And when I say pays, make sure you don't get financially injured, Federal Injury Centers, and you definitely want to check them out. Hey, that's going to bring this quick podcast to a close. But I got the strangest feeling we have a lot more to talk to you about. But hey, Chris, thank you for part one of what we talked about today. You notice how I slid that part one in there like there's going to be other series coming.
Oh, there's going to be more coming. There's going to be more coming.
Hey, well, listen, Federal Injury Centers, folks, you need to, again, I keep plugging them throughout the show, but it's not so much a plug. I'm giving you repetition because I want that to stick in your head. If someone gets hurt, someone gets hurt, you know someone who is hurt, just automatically, like muscle memory, I want you to just think Federal Injury Centers and make that phone call and watch how much smoother the process will be.
And Kenny, if you don't mind me saying, people are going to go to my website, federalinjurycenters.com. They're going to look at my locations map, and they're going to see I'm in Iowa and there's no doctors here, or I'm in Montana, there's no doctors here. So two things about that. Doctors are coming. Okay, I've got five states right now with no doctors that are trained, but they're being trained. Doctors are coming. But I want everyone to just know that even if you go to there to the site and you don't find a doctor, you should still call us, because we help everybody. We don't charge anybody for the help. And, you know, we're out here saying you need the knowledge. And so we're definitely not going to prevent you from getting the knowledge just because we don't have a doctor who can help you. We're there for everybody all the time. And if you go to Wednesday night OWCP chats every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, it's the same thing. You're going to come there, ask your questions, and I'm going to answer your questions. I'm not going to say, I don't know, are you with one of my doctors? I don't care. I just want you to get help. So even if you're with another doctor who competes with us, I'm going to help you. And that's what everyone needs. Everyone's responsible for sharing this and helping and telling someone else. And that's what I'm doing too. So together we can make this thing a lot less painful in the future for a lot more people.
Hey, you've heard it. You heard it seconded by the man himself. So listen, bring yourself into the knowledge of how to take care of yourself should you become injured at work. And again, I wish you never have to use any of this information, but it's always better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.